Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
This is the perfect night to be a sports radio host. Don't listen to all those peeps who complain how slow it is. Are you kidding? We've had full phone lines for the last hour, and I can barely keep up with your tweets and your Facebook posts. I love that you have a variety of answers. And here's the other thing. I love that you're biased. This is one of those times when I invite you to be biased. We're not making predictions about who's going to win the Super Bowl or the World Series, because you have no clue, nor do I. I'm asking you, who are your favorite play-by-play announcers and broadcast teams, which would right away suggest bias. They are your favorites. I'm not asking you who you think are the best. I'm asking you who are your favorites. And some of you are going national. Some of you are going local. This is the neat thing, is we're hearing from people all over the country, coast to coast, and then up into Canada as well, down to the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And you guys are killing it tonight. I love it. So we're going to spend the next few minutes continuing with tonight's question. Who are your favorite play-by-play announcers and broadcast teams? And you'll have to forgive me if I don't know them all. I mean, I do my best to listen to local radio broadcasts all over the country when I'm following sports at night, especially if it's not a broadcast that's on my TV. And there are some that I really enjoy, so I'd rather listen to them than listen to the guys that are doing a national game, because you get a lot more flavor from a local broadcast. They know a lot more about their particular team. I've mentioned this in the past, but I'll say it again. Because of the hours that we work, I'm usually getting ready for work at the time when Warriors games are being aired. And so with the fact that I live on the opposite side of the country and that CBS Sports Radio is based on the opposite side of the country as the Bay Area, many times the only way I can follow the Warriors is to listen to Tim Roy on their radio broadcast. And that's the beauty of having satellite radio on my phone. I can call up any local broadcast of any team at any point, and I'm able to then listen to their particular insight because they travel with the team. They work and see this team day in and day out. So I try, but if I don't know the particular broadcaster you're talking about, I'm happy to learn more about him or her from you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. That's our phone number, at A-Law Radio on Twitter. And also on our Facebook page, we've given you a couple of photos of great national broadcasters that we like, and you're now responding with your favorites. And again, you don't have to tell me. I'm biased because I know you are. That's the difference between me and you. We're inside the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Okay, let's go back to our phones. Rich is listening in Baltimore. Rich, welcome to After Hours.
Hello, Amy. How are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you.
What did you finally name your car? I didn't get that one.
Her name is Princess Leia.
Princess Leia, that's perfect for you. May you boldly go where no woman's gone before.
Well, that's Star Trek, not Star Wars,
Still, all things aside. What comes to mind is those Hall of Famers from Baltimore that have become Hall of Famers. We had a guy named Chuck Thompson who used to do the Baltimore Colts and Baltimore Orioles. He just recently passed away, with a guy named Bailey Goss. And, of course, the great John Miller, who you still hear. They're all inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we've had a lot of great ones like Vince Bagley here in Baltimore. These guys did radio, and Chuck Thompson did both football and baseball and basketball, sometimes two games in one day. It was an amazing thing. But,
yeah. Cool.
You know, their description on the radio, there was nothing like it. It made you feel like you were right there, and they were always companions. You know, you could always turn that radio on, and I think that's how a lot of people fell in love with sports, was really through the radio, aside from going there in person.
That's how Vin Scully fell in love with sports and fell in love with baseball and baseball broadcast is obviously when he was growing up, they weren't on TV, and so he could only listen to them on the radio. And so many a great broadcasting career has been spawned by listening to the radio for sure.
It's truly an art, and you have that art as well, Annie.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate listening. That, Rich.
And doing play-by-play as opposed to doing a talk show, it's so far different.
Yes.
We have a guy named Scott Garceau who is one of the great sportscasters here in Baltimore. He does a weekly program on CBS Radio.
Have you essentially given me every name in Baltimore?
Yeah, but they're great. These people,
okay,
are, you know,
well,
they're part of our community.
And I gotcha.
And the weird thing is, like, it's like we used
but
to watch
I'm asking
Johnny
you
Parker,
for your favorites,
Letterman.
Not for all of them.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true. But we do have some good ones, that's for sure.
All right. Thanks, Rich. I appreciate your phone call. 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Kent, who's in Alabama. Kent, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy. Good morning.
Hey.
I have to go with the greatest college radio football play-by-play announcer, Eli Goad.
Oh, gosh, he's fantastic. Not only does he do Alabama, but he does some national stuff, too. He's awesome.
Oh, yes, and there's never a Bama game where the TV's on. We always listen to the radio.
That's the perfect compliment. You'd rather listen to him. It's not a knock on who's doing TV, but he just knows the team, and the way that he describes it, his enthusiasm, his excitement, it's like he's your buddy. He's your friend.
Oh, yeah, and like I said, it doesn't matter if it's CBS, ESPN, whoever. It's going to be on the radio for sure.
Good. I'm so glad. Yeah, Eli's wonderful.
And I would like to give a big shout-out also to Kirk Herbstreit. I think he's great, too. I really enjoy him.
Good. All right, Kent, thanks for listening in college football territory.
And thank you. You have a good trip, and roll tide!
Okay, let's hope that Eli Gold doesn't do that on his broadcast. Pete is listening in Atlanta. Pete, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how are you, Amy?
I'm good.
Okay, there's a gentleman here named Wes Durham.
Uh-huh.
And Wes does some ACC ball games and whatnot, but when he does the Falcons, it really feels like you're there. Him and Dave Archer. Dave Archer used to play for the Falcons, but literally, just like everybody else has said, I will turn off or turn down the TV and let him talk. I even like to hear him just when he comes in studio during the week for one of the affiliates you all have for 92.9 The Game.
Mm-hmm.
And when he comes in once during the week, he's just really, really good. He's really colorful. But he calls it just enough on one that you're a Falcons fan, but he also calls it even for the other team. So
sure.
Good players are good plays and whatnot. It's good. And so I love that. And I'd just like to say one more. For basketball, I like Hubie Brown. And let me just say this. I like Hubie because he explains the game. If you're not a person who knows basketball, and I've played – but if you don't know basketball, you can learn listening to him. And I think those are really good people who my wife's learned a lot from just listening to these particular individuals. And she could say, oh, okay, well, this has happened here because of this particular announcer. So I like Wes Durham and Hubie Brown.
Yeah, Hubie's fantastic. And he comes from both a playing and coaching background. And so, as you say, he breaks it down. He has forgotten more about basketball than most of us will ever know. He sees it with a different mind, but he has the uncanny ability to simplify it for those of us who don't see it the way that he does. He's wonderful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, you're doing a great job, and I love here listening to you at night. You have a good evening.
All right. Thanks for listening in Atlanta. Let's talk to Mary Ellen, who's in Washington, D.C. Mary Ellen, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, how are you doing?
Wonderful, thank you.
Two classics in D.C., Sonny Jurgensen and Sam Huff.
What does Sam do?
Sam's color.
Got it, okay.
He was a linebacker for the Redskins.
Okay, so a lot of times when we play calls here on the network, we only play the play-by-play guy. We don't end up playing the color analyst, too, so thank you for explaining that to me.
Yeah, and with those two guys, you got, you know, stories from when Lombardi was coach.
Yep.
And the Over the Hill Gang, and you just, you know, you just fell into the stories, and you know, you got, you know, when, you know, the old stories, when I walked to school, I walked uphill both ways in the snow with no shoes on, you know.
Yep.
You know, the old, good old days, you know, when we had it rough when we played.
Yes.
With, you know,
I think millennials need to hear that, though, Mary Ellen. I think people need to know it wasn't always as easy as we've got it in 2017.
That's right. But, I mean, they'd just crack you up, too. I mean, they were just so funny.
Good. Good. I'm so glad. Yeah, it makes it even more entertaining then when you love a team that they're going through the highs and the lows with you. And that's the case with a lot of broadcasters who travel with teams or who do either local or regional telecasts, is that they are so invested in the teams themselves that what you're feeling as a fan, they're feeling as broadcasters.
And when you're losing, they're losing, you don't want someone chipper when the Redskins are getting their tails handed to them. Yeah. They're feeling as bad as you're feeling.
Exactly. Yeah, no, they're personally invested like fans are. So that's the great thing about getting attached to a local voice is that you know that they're expressing what you're feeling.
And Johnny Most also, I used to listen to him in the middle of the night on AM radio.
Yep.
And that voice, Johnny Most, this is Johnny Most. I'll never forget that voice.
Yes, for sure. He was very distinct. Mary Ellen, thank you.
Thank you.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. I want to get to some of your tweets, too, even though we still have calls and we're not going to give up on those. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's see. Some of you who are in the Atlanta area, not only are you saying Wes Durham, who does the Falcons, but Steve Holman, who is the Atlanta Hawks play-by-play voice. My funny and very quick Steve Holman story. He and I have exchanged tweets before, but I had never met him in person until earlier this, like, actually, I guess it was before this past season. I happened to show up. They were doing an NBA broadcasters forum in the New York area, and I had a couple of friends that were there, and so they were doing an after, a happy hour or something, at a local hotel bar, and so I stopped in to see my friends. And in my group of friends, when I first walked in, was Steve Holman. Now, I'd never met Steve in person, but after having, you know, spoken to him through social media, I felt like I knew him. So I'm a hugger. I am absolutely positive that I freaked the man out because I was hugging a bunch of other people, and I got to Steve Holman. I was introduced to him, and I hugged him, too, and the look on his face, clearly he was not expecting the big old hug.
Hey, baby.
So Steve Holman, I may not be one of Steve Holman's favorites anymore. He does say he listens to the show. Actually, that's a neat thing about different play-by-play announcers who travel the country crisscross from, you know, road game to road game is that many of them are traveling late at night, and they'll get in their cars, they'll get on their team buses, and they will have our show on. Many of them know me, and of course, I have had many of them on the show, too. So I do appreciate Steve Holman, but I don't know that he's ever going to want to speak to me again. let's see. On Twitter, at A-Law Radio, Christopher says the late, great Bob Murphy, former Mets announcer. He's giving us that name. Jimmy says, you haven't heard a great Homer broadcaster until you've listened to Jack Edwards call Bruins games. He's a maniac. let's see. Michael says Dave Archer for the Atlanta Falcons on the Falcons Radio Network. Oh, this one comes from Nick. Dave Niehaus is the Seattle Mariners legend. He quotes him as saying, bring out the rye bread and mustard. It's grand salami time. That's fantastic. Lots of your tweets are in the Bay Area about the San Francisco Giants radio teams, and they mix and match. You'll get now that... and I'm not exactly sure how they do it, but you'll get John Miller in there. For sure, he's fantastic. You get Dwayne Kuiper, Mike Krukow. Some of them are on TV, some of them are on radio. Dave Fleming is another voice for the Giants. I really enjoy listening to their broadcast, whatever the combination might be. And again, because of our hours, I will tune in and hear them more often on the West Coast, Dodgers, Giants, other teams that play in the Pacific time zone than I will even teams on the East Coast. So again, 855-212-4227. Another tweet. Gus Johnson could make a chess tournament exciting. The best in the business. So true. I have very often said I would listen to Mike Emmerich, read a phone book because he lights up my life. I sort of maybe, okay, not really, stalked him at the Stanley Cup Final 2 years ago. Maybe. I wanted to be near him. I was hoping that I would meet him. It didn't quite happen, but I did get to stare at him a bunch, which is kind of fun. I didn't hug him, don't worry. That would have been maybe a little bit freaky for him, too.
You have like a magnetism towards play-by-play announcers.
Well, that's because I'm in awe of many of them. Yeah. They're so great, and that's my dream job. All right, so on Twitter, Facebook, too, we'll get to some of your Facebook posts. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Jets working it back in deep. Fresh from the bench, it's Crosby. Crosby on Kunitz, it's shot and score! Penguins win it! And they go to the final!
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I don't even need to say anything to explain Doc Emrick. I'm not kidding. I could listen to that man do any type of a broadcast or do play-by-play for a Domino's tournament. Checkers, as one of our listeners suggested a little while ago. He is so good. The different expressions in his, and I should say expressions that he uses both verbally, but also the way that he expresses. So the inflections in his voice, the lilt, his voice and his emotions rise and fall with the action on the ice. You can tell that it's getting exciting. If you're not even in the room, you can follow along with Doc Emrick because of the emphasis and the inflections and the enthusiasm. It's just, I'm telling you, it's seamless. It goes, it flows perfectly with the actual game. And he's so, so good. Just so good. We've tried to get him on the show before. I don't remember if we actually succeeded. It wouldn't have been when we moved to weeknights or weekday mornings, depending on when you listen. We may have had him back when we first started doing After Hours on the weekends. We need to do that again because he's so good. And we tried to get Vin Scully last year, too, but as you can imagine, the man was bombarded by media requests. He's also one of those people that you could sit and listen to him read a phone book. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter at A-Law Radio. And then, in addition, on our Facebook page, Tom just said to me, I can't keep up. Excuse me. We have so many tweets and Facebook messages that we're having a hard time. So if you don't read yours, you can retweet it or send it again with the hashtag broadcasters, or you can hope that we'll retweet it with our show account. We're doing our very best, but it's hundreds and hundreds of you responding already. Let's do a couple of quick calls here. Eric is listening in Abilene, Texas. Welcome to After Hours.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Some of my favorites, Chick Hearn. I think he's on the, or was, on the same level as Vin Scully.
Well, and certainly, and in the same market, too.
Right. Going way back, Joe Garagiola, the old game of the week, baseball. This dates all the way back to the 60s. And I really, really enjoy also the Wide World of Sports, Jim McKay and Chris Schenkel.
Oh, gosh, Jim McKay. So my master's thesis was on the impact of ABC's Wide World of Sports and the cultural impact. And so as I was researching for that thesis, of course, I was going back and watching a lot of their stuff. The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat is one of the themes that I use for my radio shows. I want to emphasize the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. And whenever I can, I always hear his voice in my head in that open.
Yes.
Very good. Awesome, sir. Thanks so much for listening.
Okay.
Will is listening online in Fort Worth, Texas. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy. What's going on? I love your show like always.
Thank you.
So, for me, it's on the sports entertainment side of things in wrestling. It's Jim Ross. I mean, if you're a wrestling fan, he's pretty much the Howard Cosell of wrestling. You know, he's up in that echelon.
Okay.
He had some great lines during, like, the late 90s when the wrestling period was really, really hot. If you ever get a chance, watch a Hell in a Cell match from 1998, King of the Ring. He says some great lines, and he's like, it's pretty good. If you get a chance, check it out. He's one of the greatest announcers ever, period.
Oh, all right. Has he ever done anything else besides wrestling?
Do what, Amy?
Has he ever done any other sport besides wrestling?
Yes, he has. He has done some MMA in the past. He's worked. But generally, he's known for wrestling, but he's been doing some MMA lately.
All right. Well, that's probably why I haven't heard of him, but I will take your word for it. Thanks so much.
All right.
Jeff is in Ontario. Jeff, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, yeah. No, well, up here in Canada, Hockey Night in Canada is every week.
Mm-hmm.
We had a guy. They're after replacing him now for after a couple of years. But his name was Bob Cole, and anyway, I'm a Newfie. I'm from Newfoundland, and
so I like it.
He had a lot of cool sayings, And it wasn't sometimes announcers or whatever, especially on the radio, they make you feel like you were there.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't necessarily do that, but what some of the things that he said, they were pretty subtle. But the way that he said it and the voice that he had, and he was appealing to all of Canada. A lot of people tuned into him, and he made you create your own excitement. And he's in his 80s now. He's just like he's probably the Vin Scully of Canada.
Aww.
And he's done now. He only does a couple of random games, but really good guy. And if you ever get a chance to listen to Bob Cole, or if you maybe you know who he is, he's a really good announcer. And I guess maybe I got a little soft spot for him because he's from Newfoundland, but yeah, really good guy.
No, it's good. When we get attached to people, whether it's because we know them personally or just because of what they've meant to us, I mean, that's the neat thing about broadcasters is that you can feel like you know them. If they do their job well, you feel like you know them and they're friends of yours, even if you've never met them. And so that's how you separate the greats from the pretty goods.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate the call from Ontario. As a newfie, I've never heard that term before. That's fantastic. Let's see. A couple of your tweets. Ryan sent me a series of tweets. I'll read part of it. He says, for the pros, my favorite was the late Jack Buck. I don't believe what I just saw. Do you guys remember that call? One of the most iconic home run calls in the history of baseball. And that was Jack Buck. He was so good. And Mike Shannon, actually, who still does Cardinals games on KMOX radio. And he says that was the soundtrack to my summers as a kid. And then he says my favorite pro now, the voice of the San Antonio Spurs, Bill Schoening, rare one-man booth, by far the best in the NBA. So Ryan, interestingly enough, more and more NBA teams are going to one-man booths on the radio because they don't want to pay for an extra analyst to travel when more people will watch on TV. But Bill is not only awesome, he's really funny when you talk to him specifically. We've had him on the radio show. He can tell great stories. And so we have had Bill here before, and he always tells us that he likes our show. So that's a great compliment, something coming from someone as accomplished as Bill. Mike says Milo Hamilton as a broadcaster. He was Houston Astros, correct? And so Milo Hamilton. Let's see. Niners fan here. This comes from the Bay Area. For the radio, it's Ted Robinson. His emotion is unmatched, in my opinion. TV, it's Kenny Albert, for sure, and Daryl Johnston. Kenny is another one of those extremely versatile broadcasts where he can do hockey, he can do baseball, he can do football. Sometimes he can do them all in the same week. I mean, this guy just goes all over the place and seamlessly picks up a broadcast, a thought, a storyline, a narrative, even if he's been doing another sport for the 48 hours before that. Let's see. Other tweets. Kyle says on Twitter, McCord and Faraday are 1A for me. So golf announcers, that's unique. I haven't heard that before tonight. And then Bob Soucy and Scott Zolak, who are the play-by-play team of the New England Patriots on our affiliate. That's their flagship, 98.5, the sports hub. Lots of you are tweeting me about Mike Lang of the Penguins and then Myron Cope, who was with the Steelers. So at A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page too, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, 855-212-4227. Thanks for making this a fantastic show. So much fun for me to talk about broadcasters. We don't get to do this a lot. And a lot of times, what do people say? When they're talking about broadcasters, it's because they don't like this one. This guy's biased. This guy sucks. This guy's against my team. So as I warned you, and you guys are playing along, so thank you for that. I'm not going to read anything that's negative. And you've been all Polly and Peter positive, which I appreciate.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
John Lewis playing off the ball. Lewis gets it to LeBron for three for the win. Yes! LeBron James at the buzzer! The Cavaliers have pulled it out to tie the series, and what a miraculous shot by James!
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Well, that is certainly a distinctive voice that if you're a sports fan, you probably know. Some of them blend together. Some of them are the same, and you may not recognize one from another broadcast to broadcast, but you always know Marv Albert. And, of course, we've had some people mention Kenny Albert, who is his son. After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com. At A-Law Radio, blowing up my Twitter, Facebook as well. I just want to remind you, I don't care who you dislike when it comes to play-by-play broadcasters and announcers. I'm not interested in who you hate or your least favorite. So not only are those going to be deleted from our Facebook page, but I won't be reading those tweets. I'm asking you to be positive. Let's have fun with this, and you can be biased as you want. So who are your favorite announcers, whether TV, radio, local, or national? And you guys have got some great ideas and names that I haven't heard from or even thought about in years. So I love this whole topic. 855-212-4227. Our after-hour stuntman is actually going to weigh in with his favorite announcer. So Sean is joining us on the line. Sean, how are you?
Greetings, Amy. How are you doing?
We're great. We're blowing it up.
Amy, I have an unusual sportscaster that I think is just fantastic, and I love listening to him. I'm a hoop junkie, as you know, and that's my primary sport of observation and coaching. But I think Reggie Miller is one of the best out there.
Reggie does bring a unique take and humor, too. I mean, he's got a quirky sense of humor.
So, you know, when he teams up with the – who did he have in the playoffs with him?
Well, he works with different guys. But when he works with Kevin Harlan, you get that broadcast team, the two of them together on NBA games.
I was wondering I would like to hear Reggie Miller do some college games besides the NBA, but I do think there's room for broadcasters out there announcing games. When you hear ESPN out there, sometimes you're a little perplexed as to how those guys got those jobs.
Okay, no. What I just said, we're not being negative, Mr. Stuntman. We're being happy, positive, positive Polly and positive Pete tonight.
Well, there you go. Reggie Miller is my call for best in the business when it comes to announcing basketball.
You know what I appreciate? When he and his sister are together on the microphone. So Cheryl Miller also, and she was a fantastic player for USC, Hall of Famer herself. When the two of them get together and talk stories, they just have an obvious rapport that siblings do. And so every now and then they'll cross paths on the same broadcast, or they'll be in the same place at the same time and you'll get them both together. That's great stuff.
I have a question for you with those two. Do you think they ever played one-on-one and who won when the basketball was put down and the fists were closed?
Well,
I bet those two went toe-to-toe.
Yeah, she was older. And so until he kind of grew into that body and developed, she was better. I mean, he talks about that, how she used to beat him one-on-one.
Well, Amy, before I leave you, I just wanted to say that if it's okay to say this to your listeners, I just returned from an amazing trip of my life. Am I allowed to expound on that for about 10 or 20 seconds?
Sure. We'll give you 30 seconds, especially since it involves some kind of dangerous stunts that put your life on the line.
Well, you know, I got quid pro quo'd by the warden, my wife. I went out to northern Idaho to run the Middle Fork River into the Frank Church Wilderness, River Wilderness of No Return, and it was 100 miles through probably the most remote section of the lower contiguous 48, and it was the most amazing trip. The river was beautiful.
Awesome.
There were class 2, 3s, and 4s rapids all the way down. Every campsite was better than any hotel offering in Manhattan. And we went through this one section. I do want to tell your listeners about this because the last 2 days of this trip went through a place called Impassable Canyon. And it was like Mars. It was so beautiful. There was a blue sky, sun above, but the water just ripped you through this canyon all the way to the main confluence of the Salmon. And it was great. But I do have to say that the wife said, if I let you go on this, then I get to take the girls to Spain.
Oh, nice. That's a good trade-off.
And nobody trusts Sean, the stuntman. You know, I tried to get several people to go with me. It's perfectly safe. I went with Middle Fork River Expeditions. They were great. The guides were unbelievable. The chow was good.
Cool.
But the wife is off to Spain. I said, so let me get this straight. You're going to let me go down this river, and then I got to let you go to Spain with the girls, and you're going to leave me at home by myself with the dogs to work on my book? I said, I'll take out a loan. I'll leave you with that one, Amy.
Oh,
but it was a great trip.
Good.
I have some pictures up on Facebook, and there's more to come.
Sweet. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We'll have to hear more about the perils of your Middle Fork expedition sometime soon.
I saw your car. It looks great. Have a great trip to Cuba.
Oh, thank you, Sean. I appreciate it. 855-212-4227, our After Hours stuntman, exclusive to After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. At A-Law Radio on Twitter and also on our Facebook page, who are your favorite play-by-play announcers and teams? Let's talk to Phil, who's in Lubbock, Texas. Phil, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, what's going on, Amy?
Hey, hey.
So, I got to say, Dizzy Dean and Milo Hamilton. With Dizzy Dean, you know you're good if the entire English Language Teachers Association of St. Louis is getting on your case because the kids are coming in saying all the same things. And oh, man. I love talking to my grandpa about Dizzy Dean.
Aww.
And then Milo Hamilton. Milo Hamilton was just the voice of my childhood. So, you know.
That's kind of the way it goes. I mean, I've mentioned that before with Johnny Most and Glenn Ordway. Growing up in New Hampshire, that's why I do sports radio, is because I absolutely adored their calls and listening to them, gritty and biased and homers and all of that. But it made me fall in love with radio, and I've been a radio junkie ever since. So, yeah, baseball particularly, because they're with you every night for 6 months, because they are telling you stories. I don't know if you know this stat or not, but in a three-hour baseball game, the average time for the actual play-by-play is only 6.5 minutes. So in a three-hour broadcast, only 6.5 minutes is hits and pitches. Everything else is downtime and in-between and segues and stories. And the guys who make the best baseball announcers are the ones who can seamlessly carry you through this broadcast for 3 hours, but you don't feel like you've invested, you know, anything at all. You just enjoyed the 3 hours, and it goes by like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, Milo Hamilton would tell you stories about the other baseball team, like, you know, he had met him 10 years ago, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot like a Vin Scully, who could recall anything from decades before that. I can barely remember last week, and he could tell you stories from years and years and years ago.
Yeah, no, like meeting Buzz Aldrin and Lance Armstrong. I remember listening to his last game, and he was going talking about moonshots, and then all of a sudden talking about Lance Armstrong, you know?
Did you say Lance Armstrong, like the biker? I know you don't mean him, but...
Lance Armstrong? The other one.
We could call him Stretch Armstrong.
There you go.
How about Neil?
Neil, yeah, that guy.
All right, Phil, thanks so much for the call. It's okay, I do that kind of stuff all the time. I totally would, at some point in my radio career, call Neil Armstrong Stretch. Or Neil Armstrong, Lance. Well, maybe not Lance, because I can't stand Lance Armstrong, but there's always a possibility I'm going to get my first names wrong or my last names wrong. Evan is in Miami. Evan, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy.
Hey.
I'm just going to throw the name Mike English and John Carley out there, because to me, they're the best in the NBA by far, local guys.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the hardware to match, you know, all the accolades that they've gotten for the Fox Sports cast that they do down here. To me, they're fantastic.
They're
unstoppable. They're you know, the way that they play off of each other, and they talk with each other, and the stories that they tell about the old days, and even going into when the big three were here, and how they talk about that even to this day, and you know, back when the Heat first just started, you know, John was one of the was the coach, if I'm not mistaken, and Mike, you know, has been an announcer since then, since they started. I mean, to me, they're by far the best in the NBA.
We have had Mike on the show many times. He listens to the show because we have a Miami affiliate, as you know. And he will come on the show, and he's just as colorful doing a conversation about the team as he is doing play-by-play. So he's just as animated. Oh, yeah. He's just as excited. We really enjoy having Mike on the show. And the other thing I think that fans love about Mike is that he speaks as a fan a lot of times. So not only is he leaning, you know, I want to say he's biased as an announcer, but he's paid by the Heat. So he broadcasts to Heat fans, but he'll give it to LeBron. He'll needle other guys. Like he makes it fun because he's also a fan.
Oh yeah. Big fan.
Yes. Well, thanks, Evan. Appreciate the phone call.
Not a problem.
Let's do one more here. Robert's in Dallas. Robert, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Amy.
Sure.
I've got two for you. Baseball, my favorite is Eric Nadell.
Mm.
And football is Brad Sham.
Oh, my gosh. Brad is awesome. And he does Cowboys, and the Cowboys own him, but the man could call anything. Any football game, certainly has done national. He could do anything and have no trouble with it.
Yeah, what I really like about Eric Nadell is they don't do it so much this year, but last year they always have this word of the week, I guess, word of the day, and they try to, as they're doing the broadcast, they try to get those words in, and it's always some, you know, it's not no sort of typical word. It's it's just crazy how they always did that.
Yeah, no, it's fun when you can turn the English language into a game, and you can make the broadcast more colorful by pulling out all of these fantastic words that people go, wait, I love that word. I haven't heard that word in a long time.
Yeah, I just love his home run calls. It's just awesome.
Yes.
I wish you had the option. I mean, you do, but I wish you had the option on your TV of selecting air broadcast or radio broadcast. I would listen to radio broadcast every time.
You know what? Maybe someday down the road someone will develop that. The way we're going with technology, that doesn't seem so far out, Robert.
There you go. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Thanks so much for listening in Dallas. Let's see, on our Facebook page, Butch says, Howard Cosell and Don Meredith. Well, those are blasts from the past, but absolutely, they are icons in the world of football broadcasting. Greg, Woody Durham, voice of the Tar Heels. We use his calls here on the network all the time. Timothy says Gary Thorne and John Miller are his two favorites. Dave, along with many of our Cleveland listeners, are reminding us of Tom Hamilton, the radio voice of the Cleveland Indians. LeBron says, I like Mark Jackson calling NBA games. You know the rules. Hand down, man down. Yeah, when we can associate phrases with particular broadcasters, you know they have burst through to a whole nother level. Let's see, Moreland on Facebook. Steve Rabel, who is the voice of the Seattle Seahawks, and then also Gus Johnson, he adds. Robert says, my favorite is Doc Emmerich. Of course. Something about the way he announces, the genuine excitement in his voice, it just brings the game of hockey to life. Hit the post with the shot. And I love how he drags out words too. The shot. So good. Let's see. Suzanne says Dave Niehaus. He passed but was the best. Seattle Mariners. She says she couldn't call because she was driving. Thanks for letting us know. Joe says Michael Kay, who does the Yankees games on their TV network. Corey says Kevin Harlan is the best nationwide. Hari says Ken Korak for the A's, Greg Papa of the Raiders, and then agrees, yes, I'm biased. That's fine. I'm okay with that. Lots of you are pointing to Bob Uecker and even giving me some of his catchphrases. Dan from the Boston area, it used to be Don Orsillo and Jerry Remy. Well, they may not still be a team, but Don Orsillo is killing it in San Diego. He's doing well there in his second year. David says Ernie Harwell, the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Redmond, the Red Wings. Ray says Chuck Cooperstein, who is the voice of the Dallas Mavericks. Yes, he's fantastic. And you know another name that no one's mentioned, but I have to? He's one of my favorite play-by-play announcers in the NBA. Brian Wheeler. The man comes through your radio. He's in your head. That's how good he is. Sign up to be an O Rewards member today. Start earning instantly. O Rewards members earn $5 back for every $150 you spend. It's fast, easy, free, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go do a little football next. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.